Professor Michael Brandon, driving a black Amish buggy, worked his horse at a walk along Walnut Creek Township Lane, T-414, just north of Indian Trail Creek in Holmes County, Ohio, on a sweltering Monday afternoon early in August. Coming up to one of the short stretches of blacktop laid in front of a house to cut the dust, he slowed the horse and rolled gently onto the pavement. The buggy rocked and swayed from side to side on its light oval springs, and the iron wheels cut sharp lines through the tar blisters in the blacktop. The horse's hooves gave hollow plopping sounds that switched back to a lighter clicking in the dust and gravel after the blacktop played out beyond the house. The sky was cloudless, the sun hot, and beyond the thin line of trees that bordered the lane, the fields seemed withered and spent, the crops stricken with thirst. Brandon was dressed to outward appearance as an Amish man. The Amish clothes and broad-brimmed straw hat with a flat crown were his own, bought two summers before when he had worked on a kidnapping case involving an Amish child. He was wearing shiny blue denim trousers over leather work boots, a dark blue shirt with the sleeves rolled up to his elbows, and a black cloth vest unfastened in front. Under his vest, he had hooked a deputy sheriff's wallet badge over the belt he wore instead of the traditional suspenders, a concession to English style so that the heavy badge and three pairs of handcuffs would ride securely at his waist. The belt also held a beeper, though locating a phone in those parts of the county would be a task. The professor brought the rig to a stop, took off his straw hat, poured a little water from a plastic bottle over his wavy brown hair, and rubbed at it vigorously. Then he laid his hat on the seat, and while he dried his tanned face and neck with a red bandana, he straightened the rest of the gear riding beside him. There was a black radio handset from the sheriff's department, turned off for the task at hand. A Holmes County map from the county engineer's office, folded to the square of Walnut Creek Township. An elaborate Contax RTS-3 SLR camera with a long Zeiss lens tucked securely into the corner of the buggy seat. On the floorboards under the seat, a Smith & Wesson Model 60 357 Magnum revolver in a black leather holster. With a light slap of the reins, Brandon started the horse again. About 100 yards further up the lane, he pulled into the drive of a new two-story Amish house and stepped the horse to a stone watering trough. A door on the upper floor opened as he stopped. Lydia Shetler, dressed in a plain dark blue dress and black bonnet, came out onto the top porch of the house and asked, "Any luck already?" with the classic Dutch accent of the region. The professor shook his head and said, "Mind if I water the horse?" Lydia intoned, "If it suits you," and leaned over with her elbows on the porch rail to watch. The porch, braced with tall posts, was level with the second floor of the house. The area under this high porch was latticed in front with a rose arbor, which made a shady breezeway at ground level. The family's laundry was hung out for the day, drying on clotheslines in the breezeway. Brandon climbed out, and as the horse snorted and drank water, Lydia asked, "How much longer do you figure to make these rides yet, Herr Professor?"
"Till we get them," Brandon said and laughed.
He slapped his hat at the dust on his ankles and added,
"Or until the sheriff gets bored with the idea."
Lydia nodded, as if to say that she understood the sheriff's impulsiveness well enough, and asked, "Are you sure only our two families know about your business?"
"Why? Have you heard anything on the gossip mill?"
"Not a word."
"Then I suppose I'll still keep riding, as long as nobody at either end lets it slip."
"I haven't heard any mention," Lydia repeated, and went back inside. Brandon mounted into the buggy, swung around on the wide gravel lane, and walked his horse out to T-414 again, continuing east toward the little burg of Trail. This was his fifth afternoon drive in 2 weeks, traveling the northern edges of Walnut Creek Township on the center-east edge of Holmes County. His assignment was to be the decoy in Sheriff Bruce Robertson's strategy to catch the two Amish-clad teenagers who were making a reputation for themselves that summer by robbing the peaceful ones. Disguised in rubber goat's head masks, they rode up to the slow-moving buggies on their mountain bikes and demanded money. Surprisingly large sums had been involved,
and Sheriff Robertson now had his decoy in place. Professor Michael Brandon, Civil War History, Millersburg College, a duly sworn reserve deputy, with a buggy, a costume of Amish clothes, a radio, an ample supply of handcuffs, and a very expensive camera. Also, a revolver, just in case.